I've been getting a lot of DMs. I've been getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, a lot of questions, just a lot, right? So first I want to say, this is tough. Please pray for his children. Please pray for his family, friends. They need prayers. Anyone that was blessed enough to experience the love and light that Mike gave was truly blessed. And I'm just grateful that I had a little piece of him. What's understood does not need to be explained. I'm not here to do that. Again, please send your love, light, prayers to his children, to the mothers of his children, to his family, friends, and loved ones. They need it. Please pray for me. I need it. This has been tough. But I can't imagine what his children are bearing. So God bless you all. There are official GoFundMe pages. One that I know of is by a gentleman by the name of Mark Mizzle. He's an artist on this Facebook platform. Those funds will be going to the family and his children. So if you are interested in donating, please head to Mark's platform. That's who Mike made a lot of music with, as well as some other people. Kevin Hunter is another person that you can reach out to if you're interested in giving. Those are people where the money will get to the correct place where it needs to go. I'm not going to get emotional because I know he would have wanted me to keep going. So here's to you, Mike. I love you. I always have and always will. Until we meet again, check out the video. I've never been through something like this before. Losing someone so near and dear to me. If you know, you know. I just had to take the time out to do that for me. I think that was more so for me. Again, please, please, please reach out to the reputable individuals and be a blessing to his children and his family. They greatly appreciate it, I'm sure. So moving right along, okay? What is it, 12:32? It's 5 o'clock somewhere, because it's been a morning, okay? It took a lot for me to do that. it was rough. But in the spirit of him, because he was a happy guy and he liked to party and have a good, funky old time, we're going to move right on, right? So I'm going to catch you guys up with a few things because I've been missing. Okay. Talks with Ty, the podcast, has been MIA. But we are back. Okay. Talks with Ty, the podcast, is back, YouTube. We are back. All right. Again, I'm going to be looking a few places because I am streaming right now. This is a live stream. Okay. Talks with Ty in the middle of the day. Yes, I know it's Monday. Yes, I know some of y'all probably at work. Yeah, I'm going to come to you anytime. I don't know. I'm getting it together. I'm getting this Talks with Ty thing together. Okay. Talks with Ty is a part of my brand. My hair and makeup brand is Touched by Ty Hair Co. And we are open for business. We are accepting appointments for glam and hair. Okay. Yeah. So Talks with Ty is another branch off of my brand, right? And it's a podcast. You can find us on Apple iTunes and Spotify. Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Anchor Podcasts. We're on all three platforms. I also have a YouTube channel at Touched by Ty Hair Co. where you'll find everything. You'll find beauty, hair, and then you'll also find my Talks with Ty YouTube series, my podcast that I do, my video podcasting. So that's what this is all about. Yeah. So let's get into the first episode of Talks with Ty for the year of 2023. Talks with Ty is something that, okay, so last year I was doing Talks with Ty Tuesdays and Spill the Tea Thursdays. And I kind of like that. I did enjoy doing that. Hey, Mom, my mother live. Y'all check my mama out. She live. shout out to Mommy and me. Yes. Shout out to Mommy and me. Y'all make sure y'all go follow my Mommy and me on Instagram. Okay. Follow us on Instagram. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel at My Mommy and Me KT on YouTube. All right. We will be returning on Sundays. Me and my mother got to work our work schedules out, but we'll be returning. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Touched by Ty Hair Co. on YouTube and follow my podcast channel on Instagram at Talks with Ty _. So getting into today's episode, okay? I just had to get up and do it. I think I needed to get that out for Mike, but I also wanted to bring back the show. Okay. I want to bring back, Talks with Ty, the podcast, because a lot of people really enjoyed it. And lately I've been getting some DMs and I've been getting people hit me up. Like, I used to listen to your podcast every morning on the way to work. Girl, where are you? We need it. So I'm back. Okay, so here's to the first episode of 2023. Okay, let's get into it. Today we will be talking about, y'all ready for this? Falling in love with pain. Falling in love with pain. Falling in love with pain. That's what we're talking about. Let me get this subject up here with y'all so y'all can know what we're talking about. Falling in love with pain. Talk to him, Ty. Let's go. Listen, nobody will live this life without going through some sort of distress, turmoil, or pain. It's not gonna happen, right? That's life. That's a part of what we do, all right? That is life. It sucks. Life be lifing more than it lifes other days, but that is life, okay? That's life. If you're comfortable living, if you're comfortable, if you went your entire life being super duper comfortable with life, you never had to struggle, you never had to go through anything, nothing was never worth it to you, like you never had to endure, then something isn't right. Like something isn't right. You have got to figure out how to dust your shoulders off. A little, and I tell my kids as a parent, right? I tell my kids this all the time. A little struggle ain't never hurt nobody. I think that that's what's wrong with a lot of youth nowadays. They do not know how to deal with adversity. Like the moment that they don't get what they want, see things how they feel like they should be, the moment somebody doesn't do what they want them to do, they think that they can just go and take it and do all this craziness, right? And maybe that's where the disconnect is with the youth, because even with my kids, it's like, that's not how things work. You have to work for stuff. Nobody's going to give you anything. Nobody's going to give you anything. Ain't nobody giving you nothing. So if you are in this place of entitlement and you feel like somebody owe you something, or you feel like I am this person and this and that, that's not a thing. Like, everybody has to earn it. And God bless the child that's got his own. You know, because there's nothing like working for it. Anything that come quickly, it ain't worth having. I'm telling you. Learning to embrace struggle. Life is not about what happens to you. This is something that I'm learning. I just posted this on one of my platforms this morning. Life is 60% of how you react and 40% of what happens to you. So you have to look at how you react to things. One thing I've learned in my 30s, all right, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all my age. Don't judge me. I'm 38. I'll be 39 this year. And in my 30s, I have learned how to control those emotions. And they will have you jacked up, okay? Your emotions will have you doing things that you ain't got no business doing, okay? They will have you doing things that you do not have any business doing. Your emotions will have you messed up, all right? But as painful as it may be, right, you have to learn how to control those. Even when it's the worst of the worst. I got hit with a heavy blow last week. And I'm like, I couldn't breathe. Like, I really could not breathe. And I didn't know how to process what I was feeling. So I had to go to God. I had to pray about that thing. Because it was tough. You know, it was really, really tough. And not just that, you know, because whether we want to admit it or not, death is a part of life. We all have to go, you know, and you want to go as peacefully as possible, right? And unfortunately, it doesn't always happen that way, you know. So while we're here, we got to be impactful. You know, we have to leave our positive purpose here. And unfortunately, with the loss of losing somebody so close, his life and what he meant, not just to me, but I know a lot of people, you realize, like, purpose and how important that is. Like, how important are you to the people around you? And you don't realize that until you don't have, either you don't have those people anymore or those people don't have you. And then you sit back and you reflect, right? I don't know who I'm talking to, because this isn't just for me, this is for somebody else. But if you've lost somebody, right, and you sit back and you reflect on that, and you think about all the times that you've had with that individual, right? Good, bad, highs, lows, ups, downs. You replay the tape. And you can't pick up the phone and call them anymore. You can't pull up on them anymore. They can't pull up on you, you know? And you say, damn, I get it. You know, or at least I did. Like, I understand life in a different way with losing someone that was an angel to so many and a beacon of light to not just myself, but everyone around him. And there is pain. There's a lot of pain in that for a lot of people. He was a father, a son, a brother, an amazing person. And loss allows us to, if we react right, if how we react to it properly, it will allow you to process and have some peace. It's not always easy to find it, but it's there. It's there if you want to. I had some friends this year, well, at the end of last year, lose their parents. My best friend, she lost her father, unfortunately. And then a good friend of mine, she lost her mom. Fuck cancer. All right? Fuck cancer. I have experienced it, and it is not a game. And not everybody is blessed enough to come out on the other side of that thing. So, understanding purpose in life and how what you really do in this lifetime matters. How you handle people, that shit matters, right? It all of those things, they matter. They matter. They matter so much. So look at somebody that you really care about, somebody that you really love in your life. Figure out how to enjoy them while you have them, because tomorrow is not promised. We leave out of our house every day and we might say, you know, I'll be back later, or this is what I'm going to cook for dinner, or when I get home, I'm going to do this, or when I get home, I'm going to do that. Not really knowing that coming back home is not promised. And I can almost guarantee you, I don't know a person that leaves their house without the intent of coming back home. I don't know one. I don't know anybody that does that. I think that everyone that I know, when they get up in the morning and they leave their house, they know that they're coming home. Like, it's just expected that when I get home, I'm gonna do this, or when I get home, I'm gonna do that. Like, you know what you know. But I don't think that we realize how unsure that is. And how everything that we do from the moment that we get up matters. So not saying I'm gonna call that person tomorrow, or I'll send that text later. You might not have that. You might not have that opportunity to do that, to send that text later, or to call that person tomorrow. So call them today. Tell them you love them today. Send the text today. Because tomorrow might not be here for them or for you. There's beauty in pain. There is so much that you can get out of it, right? Out of the growth, out of the position of being uncomfortable. That's where the growth happens. Think about working out. So lately, if you follow me, you know I've been working out, right? I done lost 10 pounds. That's right. I done lost 10 pounds. You know, I don't know how to act. But it's painful. And I don't like it, okay? It's very, very painful. Working out is like the worst thing ever. I don't know who came up with it. Like it's a thing that we have to do, but it sucks, right? So think about working out and how you gain everything in your pain. The most successful people deal with the most discomfort. So I follow a lot of positive things on social media. You know, I try to have things around me to lift me up and keep me going, right? And so I heard this guy say the most successful people deal with the most pain and the most, and they're always constantly in the most uncomfortable situation. Excuse me. Oh my God, that was so bad. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But anyway, he was talking about how they're in the most uncomfortable situations most of the time. That's true. I look at being a business owner, right, and building these brands and doing this and doing that and understanding that, like, people just do not move how I move. Like, they don't operate how I operate. They don't. And at times it's uncomfortable. Like, it's not always comfortable to be in that position. And understanding that, I understand, what was I talking about? See, I seen that comment and this is why I don't like live TV. This is why I do not like live TV. But anywho, I'm gonna figure it out. Oh, I know what I was saying. Understanding when you're in a certain position, right? And you're around people who aren't in that position, how that can be uncomfortable for you. So that's why it's important to get around like-minded people. Because if you want to be a millionaire, get around some millionaires. Like, being around like-minded individuals to get you to your next level is vital. But with every level comes new battles. When you are progressing, you are going to go through some shit. Like, period, point blank. You have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I have so many young girls, especially at my school, tell me, they ask a lot of questions like, how do you do it? How do you do this? How do you do that? Or what did you do to get here? Or how do you keep going, Ty? Or you encourage me because you keep going. Or you bring all of this stuff to school because y'all damn near take my whole recording studio to school because I create a lot of my makeup content at school, right, for my YouTube channel. I'm at 945 subscribers. Y'all go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube. Stop playing, okay? We're trying to reach 1,000 subscribers. So go ahead, subscribe to the YouTube channel, okay? Anywho, they like, oh my God, you bring this stuff in every day. Ty, you bring this every day. Like, why do you bring this in every day? See, that's the part that nobody sees. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it's irritating. Yes, I have to pack up all this stuff. Yes, I hate to do it, but this is the part, right? This is where the growth happens, in being uncomfortable. I would love nothing more but to walk into school with absolutely nothing, but I get nothing done that way. I accomplish nothing for my business. I accomplish nothing for my brand. I am a content creator. I am trying to grow different brands. You're on one right now. Like, you have to push those things. You have to invest in those things. I can't go out to happy hour this week because I have a brand new camera that I want to get to create content. And that is a very painful sacrifice, but I have to do it. So I drink wine at home. No, seriously, but that is an example of being uncomfortable. Like, you can't do what you want to do when you're doing what you're trying, when you're trying to accomplish a goal. I cannot eat what I want to eat. I worked hard to lose those 10 pounds. I can't be out here doing what I want to do. You know, but it's the beauty in that is learning that in that space of uncomfortable, not being able to do what I want to do makes me uncomfortable, right? It's the discipline. It's the, how do I say this? It's the results. It's all worth it to me. That space on the other side of me being uncomfortable, that's what I grind for. You know, that 10 pound result, all that grinding and being uncomfortable and I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that for the month of January, right? Because I was working towards a goal. I wanted to drop 10 pounds. And then once I got on the scale and I seen it, like, that's what it was for. And in it, now we going another 10 pounds for the month of February. You know what I'm saying? So it's like picking and choosing. Picking and choosing, right? So like, there's in that being uncomfortable, in that pain, you develop discipline. You develop good habits. You swap out the bad habits for the new ones. It's all in, I promise you, it's all in how you look at it. I came up here to talk about my business today, but this came to me right before I got up here. Falling in love with pain. The pain is not always bad. You know, the crying, the tears, and how you go through that, yeah, it sucks. But the beauty that you have on the other side of that thing and what you get while you grow through. If you're going through something and you are the same person on the other side of it, you're wasting your time. You're not digging deep enough. You're not going hard enough. I used to say, oh, I'm going through this. Changing that language, changing the mindset. I'm going through this right now. It's hard. It's this, it's that. I hate that I'm going through this. So when I go through things now, my mindset has changed. I embrace whatever I'm going through. As hard as it may be, including grief, because I've been grieving a lot lately. Unfortunately, I have lost some people that I really, really love, and that mean a lot to me. And it's like, damn, how do I get to happy? Like, how do I get to smile again? And it's like, you can smile. You're already in happy. It's how you process this. So are we going to cry about them not being here, or are we going to remember that the good always outweighs the bad, and what those people did for you and what those people taught you and how those people made you better, and live in that moment and embrace that, because one day you got to go. One day you got to go. We all have to go one day. So what we do matters. Life is nonstop challenges. They never stop. Okay. You climb over one mountain, there's a bigger one waiting, and you got to figure out how to climb over that one. The challenges never stop. Embrace them. You know, figure out how to get to the other side of that mountain. So when you look back, you could say you did that. Like, I did that. Like, yeah, I did that. Like, I did that. Yeah. And who you pull over that, who you pick up on the way and pull over that mountain with you, that matters too. If you want to be great, destroy your reputation and be aware of your character. If you want to be great, like truly, truly great. Destroy your reputation and be aware of your character. Because that's what matters. Not who people, reputation is who people think you are. I get so many people that come to me and say, Ty, you know such and such. Or such and such said they know you. They don't know me. They just know who I am. I haven't even been in the city 15 years. They don't know me. They just know who I am. Reputation. That's what they know. My character, that's something totally different. And only you're blessed if you know my character. That's how I feel about me. Knowing your strength, knowing who you are, understanding that you are beautifully and boldly made, and there's no one or nothing like you. A very special person used to always tell me that. And I will never forget it. Ever. Just walking in your character. Character, don't tell me who you are. Don't tell me who you want to be. Show me. I'm big on that. You could tell me anything. I believe what you show me. You are who you act like, not who you say. That don't mean nothing to me. And I can honestly say I've truly been blessed to be amongst people with good character. So if you want to be great and you want to walk in purpose, destroy your reputation, and know and be aware of your character. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters. And that's what you want people to remember you by. I want to take this time to give a huge, 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 huge shout out to Andrea Smith. Andrea Big Twin Smith. Talk about character. And she doesn't know that I'm going to share this. She has no clue. The past few years have been really, really challenging, to say the least. But I never thought that I would love that woman the way that I do. Y'all, her character, her wisdom, her kindness, her strength, her intelligence goes beyond who she could ever imagine she is. So I say this to you, Andrea Smith, you mean the world to me, girl. I love you. Like, I just love you. You are one of one. You are truly in a class of your own. And everything you do is great and grand and blessed. And Mason is so lucky to have you as a mom. Like, and I just thank God that I am able to call you friend. So I just wanted to tell her that. I don't want to get emotional because I said I was not going to do that on this platform today. Life is short. It's short. And your character matters. What you do in this life matters. If there's somebody that you wanted to tell that you love, tell them. And move in a way that if you left this earth today or tomorrow, you would be proud. Because all you have is your word and your name. who you are is what we leave behind. Talks with Ty, the podcast, will be coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday with Talks with Ty Tuesdays and Spill the Tea Thursdays. I am going to commit to coming back because people need my voice, and I really didn't know that they did, but they do. My Mommy and Me Sundays will be returning. The goal is to pick that back up for the month of March. Once my mom gets settled into her new schedule at work. Okay, so we have not split up. My Mommy and Me is still a thing. We are coming back. We have a lot in store for My Mommy and Me. Yeah, I think that I'm gonna go ahead and close out this episode, and I will see you guys tomorrow. We're gonna stream live at 8 o'clock. So Talks with Ty Tuesdays will stream tomorrow live here on these platforms at 8 o'clock. So make sure you check us out. If you should happen to miss the live show, make sure you subscribe to at Touched by Ty Hair Co. on YouTube. I will be uploading the live show to YouTube, so that way you're able to check it out there as well. We will be live from the Talks with Ty page, my personal page, as well as the Touched by Ty Hair Co. YouTube page. So you can catch us live on any of those. This is an interactive show, okay? So you'll be able to chime in, answer questions, all those good things. And yeah, I'm going to close the show the very way that I opened it, because he deserves it. Until tomorrow, Talks with Ty, the podcast, out. I love you, Mike.
Me while you're riding.